We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Terrell, how's your day going, man?
It's going, guys. How are you?
We're good. We've been trying to play the game for the previous 4 hours of don't step on the landmine that is the Browns coaching conversation. So it's been a pretty good Friday.
Well, you know, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the coaching situation starting first thing Monday morning. Right now, though, got one more game to get out of the way.
It's Lamar v. Baker. But when I size this one up, I think I see it the way a lot of fans out there and a lot of media members see it themselves. The Ravens are good because their defense is good. Lamar Jackson is serviceable, but I don't know how much of that is long-term sustainable. I don't know how much of that you can actually maintain and think to yourself, okay, Lamar, you're going to be our guy that can also, you know, rush, but then if you throw for 200 yards, we're throwing you a party.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about long-term sustainability for him as a quarterback. He somehow has found a way to limit the hits that he does take. He's very effective in using his feet to suck the defense in, and then he's able to pop and hit you over the top. But he does struggle with his accuracy. There's no question about that. And he is a rookie and he'll turn the football over. So I do think that there'll be some opportunities there. But the way he uses his feet to help his arm, that's what's made him so dangerous for the Ravens. And it's going to be interesting to watch his career as it progresses as to whether or not he's going to be able to, first of all, stay healthy, and two, maintain this where he's able to limit those big, massive, vicious hits that you typically see running quarterbacks make themselves susceptible to.
Can I hit you with my Lamar Jackson comp?
Sure.
Tim Tebow.
Winner.
Wins everywhere he goes. Can't throw a football.
Heisman winner.
Can't throw football. Can't throw football.
I think Lamar throws it a little better, though, than Tim Tebow did.
I'll probably grant you that, maybe.
You know, because you know what?
Yeah, Darryl might throw better than Tebow does.
He'll make four or five throws in a game that you just go, wow, you know, that are right on the money. He'll drop some dimes on you. Tim Tebow was never really a guy that could drop a dime on anybody.
Yeah, Dennis Pitta said that earlier. We had him on, and he said Lamar will make a couple great throws, and then he'll throw one into the turf on a little five-yard out. He just throws it right into the turf.
Right.
He thought it was consistency more than accuracy. Consistency was his biggest.
Okay.
I just look at a guy who, like Jonathan said, Heisman Trophy winner. He won big in college. He seems to know how to win games, but not exactly a great passer, yet playing the quarterback position in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, and the most important thing when you talk about playing quarterback in the National Football League is the ability to throw the football, much like the ability to play wide receiver in the National Football League is predicated on your ability to catch the football. So Lamar has a lot of growth that he has to make in regards to being consistent, more accurate, whatever. But he's been able to do enough with his feet to make life completely miserable on defenses that he's faced. They went out to Los Angeles and beat up the Chargers. And that football team's, you know, top two or three in the AFC this year. So it goes to show you just how successful he has he's been since taking over for Baltimore.
Yeah, and speaking of those Chargers, they, of course, have a good defense. You know, Houston, Denver as well, they both have the pass rush. You know, Houston with Clowney and Watt, and obviously Denver with Chubb and Von Miller. But this Ravens defense, first in points per game, first in yards per game, first in third in rushing yards per game, third in third down percentage, they're really good, Darryl. And I just want to know.
Yeah, they are.
How much How much is this used as a measuring stick for Baker? And I say that with the caveat that I understand he's got to crawl to walk to run. Nobody expects him to be Tom Brady tomorrow, but these are the
right
type of games that if you want to see him perform against a really elite defense, this one goes a long way for me.
Yeah, it does, and you know, it's one of the I think, unfair criticisms that the Baker and the Browns have gotten here is they've, you know, won five of their last six football games is everyone wants to say, well, you know, they're just beating the scrubs. You know, they haven't played anybody. They haven't faced any elite defenses. They're not facing good pass rushes and all those type of things. And my retort is, well, I kind of remember the days of not too long ago where the Cleveland Browns couldn't even beat the scrubs. So why are all of a sudden we holding that against them? It's progress. It's steps forward that they have made. If, you know, if they can win this game, finish above 500 for just the third time since this franchise has come back in 20 years, as pathetic as that is just to think about, but that's just the reality of, you know, where this franchise is. They've taken so many positive steps forward. You would really like to see them win, because then you could say, hey, they beat an elite defense in the NFL. You read off the numbers, Jonathan, where they rank. They're top five in a lot of meaningful categories. I think points on Sunday are going to be at a premium. Of course, Baker's the two touchdown passes shy of tying Russell Wilson and Peyton Manning's rookie touchdown passing record, league record. And I don't think he's going to get there, but Baker's been able to get there in 12 starts. Those guys needed 16 starts. That tells you right there how outstanding of a rookie season and transformative of a rookie season Baker Mayfield has had for this franchise.
Yeah, it's fun to think about what his numbers would look like if he started from week one. But, Darryl, we opened the show, Jonathan opened the show with what have you been most surprised with or most pleasantly surprised with this year? Outside of Baker, Baker's the slam dunk. But take that, remove him from the equation for a moment. What are you most pleased with what you've seen from the Browns this year?
Well, I'm pleased with a lot of stuff. I'm surprised at how Greg Williams was able to pick up the pieces when Hugh Jackson was fired and salvage the season. That's what I'm most surprised by. I admit I got it wrong. I said it at the time. I wrote it at the time. I thought this was the slow march to the gallows when Hugh got fired, and we were just going to just try and limp our way to the finish line, and it's been the exact opposite. Greg's done a tremendous job. Freddie Kitchens has done a great job. The players have responded. There's something to be said for that, and that's probably what I'm most surprised by, that they went from 2-5-1 to 7-7-1, managed to get themselves in the playoff conversation or the periphery of the playoff conversation for a couple weeks. We were able to have a little fun with that. They've raised and set expectations for 2019. And there are a lot of players involved that help make this all happen, obviously, starting with number six.
Greg Williams took a long-term approach today in his press conference. Were you surprised by that?
No, not really, and you know, this is let's call it the way it is, because we're going to have this conversation once the clock hits the zeros in Baltimore, and that is, you know, has Greg Williams earned the full-time head coaching job? Should the Browns stand pat? I think what we're starting to learn is we try to figure out what's going to be available from a head coaching perspective. There's not a lot out there. You know, the fact that it seems that Carolina's going to stand pat for an extra year. Jacksonville's going to stand pat for an extra year. Like, maybe Black Monday isn't going to be the bloodletting that we all anticipated it to be, because you look at what's out there, what's available. It's not all that appealing. And, you know, from a Browns perspective, you had addition by subtraction. You got the two problem children out of the building in Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley, and look at how this football team has really flourished. Now, it's a little different than having Greg run the entire offseason program, committing to him for 4 to 5 years, and all those type of things. I recognize that, but they're going to go through the process. But I do think that, and I remember saying when he took over as the interim coach and we had this conversation, you know, the chances for him to be the full-time head coach, I said, were slim and none. And it appears that, well, I may have been wrong again, because, and especially if they win on Sunday, I think that those chances increase exponentially from a legitimate consideration standpoint. The decision will have to be made, though, is Greg Williams that long-term guy? Because to me, this coaching hire isn't just about the 2019 season and the expectation to win. It's about 5 to 7 to 10 years down the road. And, you know, basically putting him in lockstep with your franchise quarterback in Baker Mayfield.
I'm going to disagree with one thing. I don't think it comes down to if they win or lose. If they win this game, that shouldn't be, okay, they beat the Ravens,
right.
Greg gets the job.
Fair enough.
If they lose it, nope, forget it. You couldn't beat Baltimore week 17. You don't get the job. But
yeah, that's fair enough. And I agree. You know, that's not going to determine why he does or does not keep the job. But I guess what I mean by that, Jason, is from a record standpoint.
No, I understand.
You know, 5-3 versus 6-2, that visually is a pretty drastic difference. But to your point, I agree wholeheartedly with you that Sunday's game will not determine whether or not Greg Williams gets the full-time job.
So it sounds like Jimmy's not going to talk. Jimmy Haslam is not going to talk in the locker room after the game. I'm new to this, but it sounds like that's been tradition. What should be read into that, if anything?
Well, not a lot. And the reason why is Jimmy's already said what he needs to say. They've already fired the coach, okay? The coaching search is going to commence beginning, I'm sure, as soon as we're done talking with John. Actually, it's already commenced. Let me rephrase that. They've already begun the search, okay? But it'll really kick into gear with the setting up of the interviews and all those type of things. That's what will get underway on Monday. But I wouldn't read anything into that, Jason. I don't know that there's a lot to be said after that game other than giving Greg Williams a big pat on the back. And then you know what happens if Jimmy Haslam does that, then we're all writing and trying to read between the lines and things like that. So I actually think that it's smart not to have Jimmy Haslam talk after that game because too many of his comments can be parsed and read into and all those type of things. And I think that would ultimately, from a PR standpoint, do the organization a little bit of a disservice.
All right, Darryl, we'll give you first crack before we open up to the phone lines at 216-578-0092. What is, and again, this doesn't have to be Browns, can be Cavs, can be Indians, but give me one prediction for the 2019 Cleveland sports scene.
The Cleveland Browns they're going to assume the role as the legitimate number one team in town. They're going to pass the Indians. We know the Cavs are back in the basement. The Cleveland Browns are going to be the story in 2019. They're going to be a playoff team. I don't know if they win the division, but they will be a playoff team next year. It's going to be a very, very fun year if you're a Browns fan.
All right, Darryl, great stuff. We appreciate you always appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
You got it. We'll talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.